So we have one of the more contentious moments in Hillary Clinton's Senate testimony. She's speaking about Benghazi, the fatal terrorist attack last fall at the U.S. consulate in Libya, cost the lives of four Americans, including our ambassador there. She was being questioned by Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator. Now, honestly, I will do my best to answer your questions about this, but the fact is that people were trying in real time to get to the best information. The IC has a process, I understand, going with the other committees to explain how these talking points came out. But, you know, to be clear, it is, from my perspective, less important today, looking backwards, as to why these militants decided they did it than to find them and bring them to justice. And then maybe we'll figure out what was going on in the meantime.
Maybe we'll find out what was going on in the meantime. Right, we got to bring him to justice. First of all, yeah, bringing him to justice is a good idea. I guess that hasn't been done yet either. But more to the point, is the reason you're there is to explain why things went down the way they are, because they're inexplicable to so many people. The deaths of at least two of those four Americans seemed to be completely avoidable. They wanted help. They summoned help. They thought they were going to get help. They even signaled for help, you know, showing where the drone strike should go. They never got the help. They were killed. Keep in mind that the ambassador had requested help numerous times from the State Department. I mean, leading up to the attack, the ambassador had requested help from the State Department, security help, several times. Said the situation is not safe here. And he didn't get it. And what's Hillary's response?
Difference at this point does it make?
Wow. What difference does it make? It makes a hell of a lot of difference. I mean, number one, to prevent something like that from happening again. But number two, the Red Cross left the area. Wasn't safe. The British consulate was closed. They packed up, left town. It's not safe. Americans maintained their presence there. The ambassador wanted more security. He was denied it. Why? That seems to be a pretty reasonable question. Don't give me this, what difference does it make? That's just, to me, just ridiculous. When she was testifying again this morning about Libya, she chokes up while talking about the four Americans who were killed at the consulate.
I stood next to President Obama as the Marines carried those flag-draped caskets off the plane at Andrews. I put my arms around the mothers and fathers, the sisters and brothers, the sons and daughters, and the wives left alone to raise their children.
Now, let's rewind. Let's go back to last October and the father of one of those four dead Americans, Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, one of the two whose death was certainly avoidable, came at the end of nearly a seven-hour period where the consulate and the personnel were under fire. Okay? Let's go back to last October. Mr. Woods called in to Lars Larson's show to vent his frustration with the Obama administration. Now, this is Charles Woods talking about his son Tyrone and what he experienced that day on the tarmac when those caskets came in.
Well, this is what Hillary did. She came over and, you know, she's did the same thing, you know, separately came over to and talked with me. I gave her a hug, shook her hand, and she was did not appear to be one bit sincere at all. And, you know, she mentioned that thing about we're going to have that person arrested and prosecuted that did the video. That was the first time I'd even heard about anything like that. And, you know, apparently...
The video, which was a false predicate for the attack. The video. That's what she wants... That's what she's telling him she's going to get to the bottom of.
Even the State Department had live stream and was aware of their calls for help. This was my son. He wasn't even there. He was at a state house about a mile away. He got the distress call. He knew. He heard them crying for help. That's why he and Glenn risked their lives to go that extra mile just to take care of the situation. And I'm sure that he wasn't the only one that received that distress call. You know, come save our lives. You know.
So. Let me once again, this is Hillary earlier today talking about what she witnessed there on the tarmac when the caskets came in.
I stood next to President Obama as the Marines carried those flag-draped caskets off the plane at Andrews. I put my arms around the mothers and fathers, the sisters and brothers, the sons and daughters, and the wives left alone to raise their children.
And this is one of those fathers.
Well, this is what Hillary did. She came over and, you know, she's did the same thing, you know, separately came over to and talked with me. I gave her a hug, shook her hand, and she was did not appear to be one bit sincere at all. And, you know, she mentioned that thing about we're going to have that person arrested and prosecuted that did the video. That was the first time I'd even heard about anything like that. And, you know, apparently even the State Department had live stream and was aware of their calls for help. This was my son. He wasn't even there. He was at a state house about a mile away. He got the distress call. He knew he heard them crying for help. That's why he and Glenn risked their lives to go that extra mile just to take care of the situation. And I'm sure that he wasn't the only one that received that distress call, you know, come save our lives.
That's why Ron Johnson was asking you that question, Senator. So, you know, ease up on the moral self-righteousness here. What difference does it make? It makes a hell of a lot of difference because apparently some people weren't doing their jobs that day and they want to see if you're one of them.
For me, this is not just a matter of policy. It's personal.
You're listening to John Carlson here, Talk Radio 570 KVI.